Why does this place have so much buzz anyway? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the Lowdown on Science. Would you rather live in an empty lot full of scraggly shrubs or a beautiful urban garden? Wait, plot twist, you're a bee. Where would you make your bee home in the city? Francis Sivakoff and team from Ohio State University thought, urban gardens, duh. The researchers selected 8 of each habitat type in Cleveland. Then they collected nearly 3,000 bees over 3 years. What did they find? Vacant lots had a greater abundance of bees. Urban gardens had nearly 70% fewer of the most common type of worker bee. They also watched what flowers the bees visited most. The urban garden's popular flower? Harvest crops and ornamental flowers. What about vacant lots? Weedy exotic plants. Huh, these bees have simple tastes. To maximize conservation efforts, the researchers believe we should maintain vacant lots along with urban gardens. Do it for the bees. Working hard and staying bumble.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.